never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza, Senior Pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way in Union City, Georgia, 30291. My name is Maya House, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. The Apostle begins a message on the mechanics of healing. Let's listen in.
I went through that first phase. Then, by hook or by crook, they rounded me to the thing. And I had to go through all that. Whatever, and without contradiction, I passed it.
Amen.
I passed it. And I'm ready for my next level. Hallelujah. Have you passed yours? Or are you purloining? Do you know what purloining means? All right. He says to separate. Where you start pouting and you withdraw from the group to make your point. Go look it up. See now, the Holy Spirit told me to paste the meaning of purloining. I didn't know what I was doing with it. You see how I stepped right into it. This thing's amazed me. Look at it. Purloining. And I found myself right there. Bang. He says to embezzle. Meaning something for the public good, you take some for yourself. Divide. To set apart or separate for oneself. To purloin, embezzle, withdraw covertly and appropriate to one's own use. Oh, you see, that's what people do. You correct them, they pull away and start a campaign. You don't even know if people are coming to church, but all these conversations happening on the ground. And then when I'm talking about it, you wonder, why is he messing up with such a wonderful service? Because you're not involved. You are not the Holy Ghost. Trust the altar.
Yeah.
God knows what's going on or who is talking to who. That's why when I'm preaching, whatever comes up is coming. I have nothing written. Listen to this. He says, you're called to follow his steps. Who did no sin? You notice? Neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. And when he suffered, he didn't threaten. That's why if you move another thing, I'm going to show you I'm the Son of God. Particularly when they were mocking him, saying, well, if you come down, then we'll believe you. My God, that was the toughest. Because you know you would have said, okay, nail. Let me show you. Come on. I mean, Richard, don't you agree? Yeah. He said, when he suffered, he didn't threaten. But you know, you and I know, any little time, any little suffering that happens, it's okay now. I put up with you. You start threatening now. Listen to this. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him. You notice that's that conscience toward God. He committed himself to him that judges righteous. He said, Lord, you judge.
Amen.
And God judged. He needed them to kill him to save us. But then when they started saying, let his blood be on us and all our children. They got what they asked for. And instantly, it's like a bloodthirsty devil was released against the Jews globally until what Hitler did. They spoke the judgment on themselves. That's what happened to people that are right. Never wrong. Then, when God is setting up these things, you don't know a case is being built against you because you will refuse to repent. Watch how the setup worked. Who should I release to you? Barabbas, the thief and the murderer, or Jesus the Christ? They said, give us the thief. Hey, you're saying that your nation, your families, your children, you are choosing a murderer and a thief to be your God, your hero. So then, when you see all that is happening, somebody in their ignorance will say, well, how can God allow this? Oh, he gave them a chance, after chance, like he's giving us chance, after chance, after chance. And yet we keep having all these opinions. That's why I say, I ain't scared nothing. I'm going to get my job done and free myself. I want this year to produce mighty miracles. I want to see us in stadiums. If we are starting at Mercedes-Benz, let it be. Maybe the Falcons can win a game. After that. Oh, Lord. Watch now. He said he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. I'm telling you, you see all that we just went through? These are all the requirements to bring you to your healing. Look at that's when you get to the who his own self bear our sins. In his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes? Don't you see? That's the mechanics. That's how you get to it. You have to pass your test to receive. Yeah. That's how he get it. That's how you get it. Yeah. You can rebel. You can be prideful. You can refuse correction and then get healed. It's impossible. He said, follow this pattern. Follow these steps. You walk right into your healing. You won't even know when it happened. You saw it happen that night. The young man was testing himself, and the sister was watching him, wondering what he's doing. And while she was watching him test himself, she got healed. Yeah. You can't get any simpler than that. Yeah. By whose stripes? You were healed. Watch. I've shown you the pathway to it. But this is what I want you to see before we start worshiping and praying. It's almost 9 o'clock. Watch. I saw clearly in the realm of the spirit another reason for us to have a hard time receiving healing. You see, he didn't say by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. He said you were healed. He said you were healed. You were healed before the sickness came. So what is missing? If you don't receive that when he took those stripes, that he did it for you, and because of that, this thing shouldn't be here. You need to hear the punchline. Why? If you are out from under authority, then the infirmity will not submit to the authority of the name. He told you. He humbled himself in Philippians 2. Humbled, humbled, humbled all the way to death. And now God has highly exalted him and given him a name that at the name of Jesus, not shall, should. He says should because it's conditional. The demon will not obey me to leave, and I'm not in order. What he did, I have to put my faith in it. I have to accept that the way what he did saved my soul. So also what he did heals my body. I can't receive salvation and then healing now becomes a huge thing. No, it's just as simple as your salvation. Amen. It is us making it what it is not. If I put my faith in those stripes that he bore, hallelujah. Hey, yeah, yeah. My healing comes to me immediately. He's been paid for. That's it, beloved. That's how we walk right into it, effortlessly. Where there's no debate, no wondering, no feeling, or, you know, I feel like, or I don't feel like. He paid for it. Father, I receive those stripes that Jesus took as my healing. He already took it, so there's no way it can be changed. So my healing is inevitable. There's no way. There's no way. It's that simple. In simple faith, there'll be so many miracles and blessings. Hallelujah. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for the words which the Holy Ghost teacheth, that we may have them tonight. We celebrate you, O Lord. We thank you for opening our eyes. We thank you for correcting us. We thank you for showing us the way we should go. We thank you for releasing abundance of grace to us and the gift of righteousness that we might reign in this life and in this room tonight. Glorify your great name. Heal us. Deliver us. Cleanse us. Have mercy on us. We repent of our pride. We repent for being out from under authority. We repent for our strong, self-willed opinions, O Lord. We come under the authority of your great name. Save America and save us. We thank you for it. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Receive. Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Amen. We pray that you have a glorious weekend. This has been the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza. God bless you.
Join us in the season of resurrection power as we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So come celebrate with us on Palm Sunday, March 28th, 10 a.m., and Resurrection Sunday at 10 a.m., April 4th. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way, Union City, 30291, online at rhfan.com. Come resurrect your life.